AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
And because you know the end from the beginning, Alpha and Omega, this morning your word is coming through your servant. Lord, speak through him to us. In the end, we will be edified and you will be glorified. Even in the name of Jesus, you say amen. So let's go welcome him. Well, Reverend Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Fifi.
Please, how are you and how is Kuntuzi?
I'm doing good. Kuntuzi is doing well.
Wow, we're excited to have you.
Yeah.
We trust that God has a word for us.
Yes.
And so, well, for the next 20 minutes,
okay,
we'll just sit and hear what says the Lord.
All right. I bring greetings to your wonderful listeners, wherever they are. We trust that God's grace has been sufficient for every one of us to see a new day. It's the 14th day of the 8th month, and we are here. I remember exactly a week by this time, on a Thursday like this, we all couldn't even sleep overnight, let alone waking up well in the morning. So it's been a sad day, and we have been grieving since then. But like the Bible will say, that there's hope for the living. And it says, even a living dog is better than a dead lion. And so long as we are still alive, we want to believe and trust that God has a purpose and a reason for our lives. So we are here this morning to share God's word with God's people. And I want to say that it is an opportunity that we are not taking for granted at all, that we can always share God's word with God's people. Wherever you are listening to us, I want us to share a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for the opportunity for us to see the light of day. We thank you for the privilege that mortal men can always have fellowship with an immortal spirit like you. We ask that as we share fellowship in your word this morning, come and be with us and come and bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So as you listen to me this morning, I bring to you the subject of hope in God. This morning I'm speaking about hope in God. Apostle Paul, in his writing to the church in Corinth, made mention of something very, very critical. In his first letter to the church in Corinth, Paul was talking about the gifts of the Spirit in the chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then he started doing something in the chapter 13. And then in the chapter 14, he continued with the issue of the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. Now in the chapter 13, that falls within the 12 and 14, Paul started talking about some forces of life that are like the very magnet that holds our life together. And Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 13 that there are three things that remain on this earth now. In other words, three important forces of life that are worth our consideration. And these forces are the force of faith, the force of hope, and the force of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 30, Paul says, and these three things abide. Some translations will say, and these three things remain it. And they are faith, hope, and he says, love. And said, the greatest of them is love. But this morning, I want to take the second one, which is hope. because that is what we need at this time as a people. That's what we need at this time as a nation. And I bring this message to not only to people who are listening to Joy FM this morning, but I believe that for everyone who will listen to it afterwards all around the globe, that I bring the message of hope to every one of us. And I'm not just talking about any hope, but hope in God. Hope in God as the anchor to our life today. People of God, Paul explained this hope from the Greek word elpizo, which means a confident trust in expectation of something good happening to you. And in Paul's writing, he was mentioning the issue about the fact that if a person can, you know, develop their faith so strongly in God, and also have a hope that is based in God, and also have love for God and the things of God, that individual will win or prevail at every situation of life. People of God, as I bring this message of hope to you this morning, I came here to encourage you that no matter the situation you find yourself this morning, you will need to have hope in God, because it is hope in God that guarantees our security. It is hope in God that guarantees our safety in life. Now, I want to ask a very important question this morning. That why are we talking about hope in God and not just any other hope? Why are we talking about hope in God and not just hope literally? Now, we have come into a world where men have started putting their hope in the knowledge they have acquired. Like Daniel said, that in the last days, knowledge will increase. And indeed, knowledge has increased. And the tendency and the propensity is that people have started putting their hope in the acquisition of knowledge. There are those who have come to a point who are now putting their hope in the wealth they have acquired. There are those who have also come to a point through science. There are so many discoveries around the world today, that there's so many insights into the realities of life today. And people have begun putting their hope in the discoveries of men, in the inventions of men. In fact, today we are talking about artificial intelligence, where people put their hope even in artificial in intelligence, where ChatGPT is there where you ask a question, any question at all, and it's providing you with the answers. So people are gradually putting their hope in these things. I am here this morning to say that putting some extent of hope in these things is not bad in themselves. But the challenge with it is that it is limited. It is very, very limited. There are certain realms of life that it cannot reach. People of God, as they listen to me this morning, I submit to you that it is important not for us to put our hope in the systems of men. Because everything now proves that the system of men has failed and it continues to fail. No matter how solid, no matter how strong men have built systems of this life, evidence available have shown that systems of men have failed and they continue to fail. And that is why it is important that we put our hope in God. Why hope in God? We are putting our hope in God because there are certain realms of life that belongs above head knowledge, Fifi. There are certain realms of life that belongs about human ability. There are certain realms of life that belongs about how far a human being can go. Yes, wealth is good, but there are certain things that wealth cannot handle. There are certain dimensions of life that it takes a spiritual dimension to be able to access. And it is only God that has control and influence over those realms of life. And if it is only God that has control, for example, the issue of death, like we're talking about what happened last week, Wednesday in Ghana here. These were individuals who were about their normal duties, serving the state. Now, if any of us has the capacity to know that that particular trip was going to be their last trip, I don't think anyone would have advised them to go on it. Yes, so we had knowledge to be able to develop aircraft. We have knowledge to be able to develop systems that can study weather. We have knowledge to be able to program stuff that can predict a time of leaving and a time of arrival. But we had no knowledge to be able to predict what will happen. And that tells you that there are certain realms of life that belongs about human ability. No matter the extent of knowledge that human beings can gain, there are certain realms of life that we will not be able to reach. And that is the realm of God. That particular realm is the realm of God. And that is why it is important that we put our hope in God and not the systems of men. People of God, why are we putting our hope in God? We are putting our hope in God because, number one, God is able. That there's nothing that can stop the power or the ability of God. Number two, that God does not fail. That human systems are failing. We serve a God who does not fail. Number three, that God does not disappoint. That anyone who put their hope in God will never be disappointed. Of course, there are times where you may put your hope in perhaps somebody that you know who is influential. Somebody you know that is in governance. Somebody you know that is in a place of power. But the truth of the matter is that something may happen that may be beyond the person's ability to handle. And so for that matter, the person can disappoint you. However, this God I am talking about, this God I'm commending to you this morning, is a God that does not disappoint. The next reason why we need to put our hope in God is that God is sovereign. He rules over everything. The Bible said he is omnipotent, he is omnipresent, and he is omniscient. Omnipotent means that he has power over everything. Omnipresent means he is everywhere, around every time. And then omniscience means that he knows everything. And because God knows everything, if there are 13 things that we don't know, then it is important that we look up to the one who knows. People of God, God again is the person that we need to put our hope in him in these times we find ourselves, because God does not die. And I bring my point to that, that God does not die. He is an eternal God who has no beginning and has no end. Whatever it is that can happen to us tomorrow or even the next hour from now, he knows it. In fact, our future is his past. Our future is God's past. Whatever it is that you are looking up to tomorrow or tomorrow next or next year is something that God has gone beyond that point. Everything is right in his presence. And so it is important that we put our hope in something that does not die. Because if you put your hope in a human being, that person can be truncated at any time. That person can expire at any time. And that means that your source of hope is gone. The reason why it is important for us to put our hope in God is that every living thing must be connected to its source for it to continue thriving. For example, if you take a fish out of water, in no time it dies. If you take a plant out of the soil, in no time it dies. The human being came out of God. And so the human being must essentially be connected to God in order for it to continue thriving. And that is why it is important for us to put our hope in God. I want to read a portion of scripture to us this morning. And the Bible says it in Psalm 42 and verse 5. It says, "Why are you cast down, my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." I read this text to bring a word of encouragement to the families who are grieving and are mourning concerning the loss of our dear ones over the past weeks. And even for everyone, every Ghanaian, to our president, to everyone, I bring this message to you that this particular psalmist came to a point of realizing that something has happened physically. And as a result, it has affected the state of his well-being to the extent that his soul was down. His soul was so down. He was so depressed. He was so disappointed. He was so, downcast. Then this psalmist realized that there's something that can revive the soul of a man. And that thing that can revive the soul of a man is hope. That when a man begins to, connect their hope in God, who is, the sovereign God, something begins to well up within them. And it builds hope in them to the extent that they begin to rise. They begin to rise again. They begin to bounce back. This is the person that has gone down. But he said, my soul, instead of being, disappointed, instead of being cast down, instead of being dejected, put your hope in God. As you put your hope in God, there's a survivor, there's a revival coming to your spirit. There's a rejuvenation coming to your spirit. So as a nation, what I want to say to all of us is that the God we know, the God we serve, is a God who knows everything. He rules in the affairs of men. He has power over everything, and he sees everything that happens to us. So in times like this, this is not a time for us to look up to the systems of men, but rather to put our hope in God, because this God is able to turn things around to make it favor us. This God is able to change the narrative of whatever it is that is happening to us. One of the things that is important for us to do at this time is for us to protect our hope. For us to hold on to our hope in God. It is so important because there is something mysterious about hope, Fifi. There's something mysterious about hope, and it is the fact that it is a magnet that attracts help. Hope is a magnet that attracts help. Anytime a person begins to put their hope in God, it attracts the help of God. Anytime a person begins to put their hope in God, it attracts the help of God. And so when you read the scriptures in Psalm 146 and verse 5, I want to read that portion of scripture this morning. Psalm 146 and verse 5. It says, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That there's a particular blessing that comes to a person whose help is God, and who has put their hope also in God. So you will see the connection of help and hope working together here. That anytime hope is activated, help moves in that direction. And this is the God that we serve. That anytime you put your hope in him, his help is released in your direction. Help is important in this life, that no matter how strong you are, no matter how connected you are, no matter how powerful you are, you need help, because it is the help available to you that accelerates your exploits in life. Show me a person who is helpless, and I'll show you someone that will be grounded anytime. But anyone who receives help as and when they need it will always advance in life. And now imagine yourself putting your hope in God. And now this God begins to release his help into your life. It's able to power your life. Because hope is not just an anchor, it is also a fuel for life. It is also a fuel for life. Hope is not also just a fuel for life. Hope also is a security and a guarantee. Today, human beings will sign up for social security and insurance policy and all that. They are good. But I am telling you that having hope in God is the best insurance and the best security you can have in life. When you put your hope in God, it's the best insurance. I know of many insurance companies that they will say all the sweet words when they want to sign you up. But when the time comes for them to pay you, definitely you may have issues. A lot of them are doing well of late. But in the time past, it has been an issue that you have insurance companies that you, when you want to make a claim, it becomes an issue. But if you have hope in God, it's the best insurance, it's the best security that you can have. And so I share with your audience this morning, anyone that is listening to us, that look, when God blesses you to be wealthy, there's nothing bad about it. When God blesses you to have possessions, there's nothing bad about it. When God blesses you to have connection with people of power, people of influence, there's nothing wrong about it. But it is dangerous and risky to put your hope in those systems, because they can fail. They can fail because there are certain dimensions or certain realms of life that those things cannot reach. It is only the realm of God. And that is why it is important that if you want to put your hope in something, it has to be in God. I say this to encourage those who have lost their dear ones, those who have lost their families, and everyone who is grieving, who is in pain at this moment. Maybe you have been disappointed in a relationship. You have been disappointed by a friend or somebody you trusted so much. I came to encourage you this morning that you need to put your hope in God. You need to put your hope in God, because God's help will always travel in the direction of anyone who has hope in him. I am saying this to end this particular session, to say that to be hopeless in this life is to be helpless. To be hopeless is to be helpless. And when you are helpless, you will always be grounded. Hope is a doorway that attracts the help of God into anybody's life. The Bible says again that hope is a key to life. When you read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4, you will realize that there is something powerful about hope. That anytime a person begins to activate their hope, it tells you that there is life coming to them. There's life coming to them. It is important as a people that in this life, we will learn to put our hope in God. This morning, as I share this message of hope with you, I remind you again that Paul wrote a letter to the church in Corinth and told them that in this life, there are certain forces that hold our life together. There are certain forces that rule this life. However, among all of them, there are top three that are most powerful. And these forces are the force of faith, the force of hope, and the force of love. If a person can build their life around these three forces, they will always prevail over every circumstance of life. So I encourage you this morning that as a Christian or whatever, a faith or whatever belief system you have, you need to have hope. You need to have hope in God, because it is hope in God that keeps the engine of your life running, even when circumstances of life become difficult. People will say that when you go to the hospital and you meet two individuals, one person is saying that I believe I'm going to get out of this place very soon. I believe I'm going to get healed. I believe that this is not my sleeping place. The other person says that as for this sickness, somehow it is the one that is going to kill me. I'm not too sure I'm going to get out of this place. The doctors have proven scientifically that no matter the medicine you give to the one who has given hope, you have given up on hope, that person will not survive. But the one who has this assurance and this confidence in them that they will surely go back home, you will see them getting healed. And so I pray for you this morning as you listen to us, that may God visit your home with his power.
Amen.
I pray for you this morning that may God revive your hope.
Amen.
I pray for you this morning that may God touch you at the point of your need.
Amen.
And for anyone that is grieving, for anyone that is mourning, may the Lord wipe your tears. May the Holy Spirit comfort you.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit reach out to you and
Amen.
Be the source of your hope.
Amen.
I pray for everyone in need this morning,
yes, God.
That the God himself will come to across to you and his help will reach out to you.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Thank
Christ,
you,
I pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. What a word this morning. Hope in God. Well, as an anchor to our lives, we must hope in God. And I wrote down here, it says that put all your hope in God and not on the systems of men. God does not fail. He doesn't disappoint. He doesn't die. Hope is a magnet that attracts help. Of course, these are great nuggets for the morning. A big thank you to Reverend Dr. Chris Barnate for blessing us with this great word. And I trust that, well, you've received the word that would help you even in these days. Hope in God. God bless you, man of God. I know the ministry has something happening. SRR is happening yet again. And so can we talk about it?
Sure. Yes, yeah, so God willing, in the next 24 hours, Saturday, we are going to be up again with our SRR, a spiritual reanimation retreat. Fifi, it's a program that we've designed to give us a time to spend in the presence of God, 10 hours in the presence of God, uninterrupted.
Wow.
Yes. So on that day, we said that people are going to either put their phones on flight mode or totally off so that we can spend time in the presence of God. 10 hours of prayer, 10 hours of word, 10 hours of worship. So it's going to be three things packed, word, prayer, and worship.
And worship.
Yes. So that is how it's going to be, where we wouldn't have any other activity but to spend time being in the presence of God.
Okay.
Because we realize that life has been very busy, basking up and down, and we don't really get time to fraternize with the Spirit of God. This is an opportunity for everyone to have time to really get some kind of rejuvenation and empowerment. We know we are talking about the anointing of God. We're going to be talking about the anointing of God, and it's going to be very serious time, because I'm a July born. And so last month, I normally go on a time of a long time of fast. and a couple of visions that the Lord showed unto me. And so I announced to our church on the 7th of July that the atmosphere over our nation wasn't the best. However, the clearance that was going to come is going to start from the 19th of September. We're going to have a clearance over our nation from 19th of September. Between then and 19th of September is an important time for people to really get close to God and seek His protection and preservation. And so on that particular Saturday, we are going to do what we call the anointing for family preservation and escape from satanic attacks. So it's going to be a two-in-one kind of thing.
Okay.
Despite the praying, the worship, and then the word, we're going to have anointing service.
Okay.
We're going to be anointing every single individual, both old and young, in that service for family preservation. We're asking for the Lord to put His hand of preservation over our families, over our businesses, and the things that are dear to us. So it's going to be a power-pack kind of program.
Okay.
Yes.
And so this is happening when?
On Saturday, 6 a.m.
Okay.
Up to 4 p.m.
All right.
Yes.
Saturday, 16th of August.
Yes.
Right. And where is this happening? Can you give us direction, please?
Yes, so we are at Kuntuse Satellite. Kuntuse, if you know Kuntuse, a little bit after Amasama from Accra, just about 7 to 15 minutes drive from Amasaman, Kuntuse is on your right. And our chapel is just about 200 meters away from the main road. Yes, just where the satellite is. The satellite that hold the whole of Ghana is in Kuntuse. So when you get there,
Vantage.
We are right there. Yeah.
So, I guess you have all the details now.
Yeah.
Do you have any number to put out for those who want to make further inquiries?
All right, so let me say 0243171664. 0243171664. This number for now. We may also send another number later on.
Okay.
For people to call.
Should we come fasting, or we can just eat breakfast?
Yes. It's a fasting program.
Okay.
It's a fasting program. It's a fasting program. But we have designed it in such a way that by midday, we'll have some 15 minutes of break for people to refresh themselves, and then we'll go into the part two.
Okay.
So that's how it's going to be. Like.
Okay.
Yes. So 6 a.m. sharp, we are on it all the way to 4 p.m. And
you have to be part. I can promise you it's going to be that which he has described.
Yes.
The theme is the anointing of God. It's a spiritual reanimation retreat, August edition. So Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Trinity Congregation, Kuntuse Satellite, Kuntuse District is inviting you this Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please be at the church's auditorium and let's trust God to do what he has said he will do. Well, Reverend Dr. Chris Barnate, thank you again for bringing us God's word of hope today, and we wish you all the best and happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.